But take your Bibles to Luke chapter 5, if you will. Luke chapter 5. While I was at the conference, of course, I got to hear quite a bit of different preaching. And it's an amazing thing how God speaks to your heart while someone else is preaching. And in the midst of one of those sermons, one little phrase was said that the Holy Spirit used to arrest my thoughts and allow me to dwell on quite a bit and excited about. You know, every once in a while, God uses His Word and preaching to share with you a truth that once shared with you, it's like, wow, that's exciting. That's a blessing. That helps. That's an answer. Maybe it's something you've been praying about, and in the course of someone's message, just a phrase or a line or a point he mentions, and it just, the Holy Spirit uses it to be a great blessing to you and to your life. And what a blessing that is when God so graciously and so kindly takes His Word and uses His servant, and many times in ways that the speaker doesn't even know, is not even aware of. But the Holy Spirit meets our needs through the Word of God, the preaching and the teaching, the declaration, and even through our own personal reading of God's Word. He constantly feeds us. He constantly challenges us. He constantly speaks to us as individuals. In Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, we have the story of this great catch of fish. We also see that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the process of calling His disciples as well. He'll say in verse 11 to come and follow Him, or around verse 10 and 11, and then we're going to find that they respond. In verse 10, He says, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And then they forsook all and followed Him. But let's look at the story here, starting in verse 1. Let's read down through verse 11. Let's all stand if we can. And if you're able to, if you're not, feel free to remain seated. But we'll start at verse 1 and read through verse 11. "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Him to hear the word of God, He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.' And Simon answering said unto him, 'Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.' And when they had had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoning with their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he was astonished, and all they that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, 'Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.' And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." Now let's bow our heads for a word of prayer, and then you may be seated. Father, speak to our hearts in these next few minutes. Give us a truth that will help us as individuals and help us as a church. And Lord, I pray this in your most precious name. Amen. And you may be seated. So in this passage of Scripture, we have the Lord Jesus Christ performing a great miracle, and He's using fishermen to do that miracle. Now, earlier this week, as I mentioned, I was listening to different preaching, and one of the speakers spoke on Luke chapter 5. In fact, it was Dr. David Gibbs. And he preached a message about this passage of Scripture. His message had nothing to do with what I'm preaching on tonight. But in the midst of that message, he made a phrase, and that phrase is indeed what I am going to preach on. But I'm not going to share it right now. I'm going to look at the story, and then we'll share that phrase and how it applies to us and how it applies to our church and what the Holy Spirit of God did in my life through it. We have the story here of Jesus. He's teaching by the Sea of Gennesaret. Now, the Sea of Gennesaret is the same as the Sea of Galilee. This passage calls it the Lake of Gennesaret. It's called the Sea of Galilee. It's called the Sea of Tiberias. It all depends on whether you want to call it a Hebrew name or a Roman name or a Latin name or an ancient name or a more modern name. But this particular lake, what we today would call the Sea of Galilee, by the way, if you go over there, you're going to find that the natives don't call it the Sea of Galilee. Only the tourists call it the Sea of Galilee, because to them, it's not the ancient Sea of Galilee. It's the modern sea of this and that, and it's a different name than anything that's found in Scripture. But here, we see that Jesus is teaching, and he looks over, and this massive multitude are coming here, and he looks over, and there are two boats, and the Bible says these fishermen are washing out their nets. Now, Jesus is backing up to the water, and here's all these people who are come to hear him. So he goes over to Simon Peter's boat, and he says, let me in, and let's launch out a little bit. And so he gets in the boat, he goes out a little bit from shore, and the Bible says he takes a seat in the ship, and he begins to teach the multitude. Now, I don't know all the reasons for that, but I guarantee it had something to do with acoustics, because you have that flat sea and you have your sound going and hitting the waves and being able, or the still water, and being able to bounce off, and so more people can hear. I don't know how you, if you've ever been out on a boat, or if you ever fish on water, especially still water, you can hear things a long way away. You can hear somebody using their oars almost on the other side of the lake, a long way away. In fact, I know that when I was a young man and I was fishing, and I'd be in a boat, one of the things my father used to always say to me and my brother, he'd say, you got to be very quiet. Got to be very quiet. Because any noise you make in this boat, all the fish are going to hear. Because it's just going to go right down the water. It's going to scatter. So you got to be very quiet. You'll spook the fish. And so we had to be very quiet. And every once in a while, we'd drop an oar or something like that. And Dad would just look at us, sorry, you know. And we're just little kids, but you got to be quiet, because that sound will carry. And so Jesus is there, and he's teaching, sitting on the boat. And after he teaches them, now, isn't it interesting? We don't even know what he taught on. We don't have a clue. Now, I would love to know, what did he teach on that day? Maybe I'll get to heaven and say, hey, Peter, you remember when he called you to be fisher of men? Yeah, I remember all about that. Well, what was he teaching on? Oh, that'd be a good thing to know. But apparently the Holy Spirit didn't want us to know that. Apparently whatever he was teaching on, that was for those people. But the Holy Spirit did record what took place on the boat and what took place with the instructions that Jesus gave Peter. So Jesus says to him, he says, now, launch out into the deep and lower the nets. And Peter has to share this sad, sad, sad news. Master, we've toiled all the night long and have taken, oh, I hate to say it, nothing. Nothing. Fishermen always hate to admit they caught nothing. You take a whole day out there on the water and you didn't catch anything. Of course, in there, place, they fished at night, and so they toiled all night long. They follow those lunar tides, and they know when the full moon comes out, the minnows come up, and when the minnows come up, the bigger fish come up, all the bait fish come to the surface, and all the bigger fish come up to eat them. And so what the fishermen like to do is when they see that eating activity, they like to take those nets, and they like to cast those nets, catch those big fish. But not tonight. No, they came up empty-handed. Well, Jesus says, well, launch out into the deep and lower the nets for a draught. I mean, he says, lower the nets, you're going to catch a lot of fish. You know, Peter's scratching his head like, you know, Jesus, I hear you know all things, but maybe you don't know we're fishermen. And I believe you were a carpenter. And now a carpenter is telling fishermen how to fish. We're going at the wrong time of the day. We're going in the wrong place at the wrong time. We've done it the right way, the right time, and we come up empty. Now we're going the wrong way, the wrong time, and you expect us to have a boat full of fish. But he says, nevertheless, at thy word, I'll lower the... he didn't say nets, he said net. Now Jesus says, launch out into the deep and lower the nets, plural. But that's not what Peter did. He said, man, I just washed all those nets, you know. I just got all the seaweed out of them, just got all the trash out of them. I just got them all nice and clean. And you got to do that, see, because you leave that seaweed and stuff like that, and it's going to leave moisture in there, and it's going to rot those nets, and they're going to tear and break. And so he said, I throw out the net. And so he lowers the net. And lo and behold, one of the great miracles take place. A great multitude come and fill up that net. And the Bible says the net break. Now, just think about that. If you think how much they caught, and then think about how much they could have caught had the net not broke. Well, maybe Peter would have said, well, Jesus, it's your fault. As you found out, we were mending the nets, but we weren't through mending the nets. So we had some holes in there. You had some weak spots, and so the net broke. But anyway, they started piling these fish into the boat, and all of a sudden they still got more fish than they had boat. So he calls his partner, James and John, and they get in their boat. They come over there, and they fill up both boats. And here's the interesting thing. It says they fill up both boats until they both are about to sink. That's a lot of fish. I don't know what the limit was back then, but it must be pretty high, right? And so they fill in these boats, and now this boat's barely in the water, and they going back to shore. And when they get to shore, Jesus said, from now on, you're going to be fisher of men. And then one of the most amazing things takes place that's almost as amazing as the miracle of all that fish is having caught the most amount of fish in his whole life. He leaves everything and walks away and follows Jesus. And the Bible says he left the boats and the fish and everything behind and went and followed Jesus. Now, that's the lesson of Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Yesterday, as Dr. David Gibbs, who is the founder of the Christian Law Association, he's a lawyer that goes around defending churches, any churches that are sued for the faith or lawsuits go against churches. He goes around defending churches and doesn't charge them anything. That's his ministry. He's supported like a legal missionary. He has a team of lawyers. He has a big team, big office. They deal with hundreds and hundreds of cases every single year. And he's a powerful teacher and preacher of the Word of God, as we've had him several times here. In fact, I asked him to come again, and he's supposed to give us a date. But in the midst of his teaching on using the same text but a totally different direction of what he was preaching, he made this little statement that I've never thought of before. Never thought of before. You know how you read the Bible over and over, and then you read it and say, man, I never thought about that before. And he made this little statement. Here's what he says. He says, Jesus knows how to bring the fishes to the net. And I thought, wow. You know, I've always thought of that miracle. I always thought that Jesus just had a pool of fishes come up under that boat, and all these fish came under there, and then they just threw out the net and they caught them. But now I got a different idea. They threw out the net, and Jesus just gathered the fishes from that lake of Gennesaret, and they just all swarmed to the net. And Jesus knows how to draw the fishes to the net. You know, in the Gospels, many times it makes this reference when it comes to sharing the gospel. It's like our job, and there's this analogy that you'll find in Scripture in the Gospels, of sharing the gospel is like it's throwing out a net. That's what sharing the gospel is. It's like throwing out a net and then catching those who are responsive to the gospel. But it dawned on me when he was saying that, Jesus knows how to put the fishes in the net. And I started thinking about that and thinking about that, and the Holy Spirit was working. And it dawned on me that our biggest job as a Christian, our biggest job as a church, is it's our job to throw out the gospel net. It's Jesus' job to bring the fishes to the net. Amen. Jesus will bring the fishes to the net. Now, let me just tell you how that's different than how we think sometimes as preachers and how we think sometimes as churches. It's like this. We have the gospel net, but sometimes we think it's our job to try, where's the best place to fish? No, that's not a good place to fish. I wonder if this would be a good place. I wonder how we reach these fish. I wonder how we reach those fish. We want to reach children. Oh, that's a different type of fish altogether. Wonder how we reach those fish. Oh, here's teenage fish. How are we going to reach those teenage fish? I wonder how we're going to throw out the net and catch them. You see, sometimes we overthink what God's asked us to do. God didn't ask us to find the fish. God asked us to throw out the net. He'd bring the fish. And I thought, boy, that sure makes it easy, doesn't it? All I have to do is pass out the gospel tracts. Jesus will bring the fish to me. He'll bring the fish to us. All we have to do as a church is pass out the gospel tract. All we have to do is throw out the gospel net. All we have to do is keep those teenagers sharing the gospel. All we have to do is keep those adults knocking on doors sharing the gospel. All we have to do is keep people reached with the gospel. We just take the gospel and Jesus will bring the people to the net. Jesus has a way of bringing people to his net. And I thought, wow, what exciting. See, our job is to let down the nets. That's our job. Remember last Sunday we shared how we're going to have 5 new different times of outreach? Brand new. What are we doing? We're just finding more ways to lower the nets. We're just finding different times we can throw out the nets. Now, I don't know what we'll catch. But I do know this, it's Jesus' job to bring the people to the nets. It's our job to throw out the nets. And if we keep throwing out the nets, whether it's door knocking, whether it's at the jail ministry, whether it's on the bus ministry, whether it's the teen soul winning, whether it's adult soul winning, whether it's special services, whether it's evangelistic outreaches, whether it's big days on Easter, whether it's VBS, whether it's Teen Explosion, and the list just goes on and on and on. You know, all that is just another way to throw out a net. Just throw out a net. By the way, that's our job. That's what he said to disciples. Hey, throw out the nets. Let down the nets. That's our job. So as a church, we've challenged in 2018, more than ever before, let's lower the nets. Let's get the nets in the water. Let's get the gospel in the water where the people live. Let's get the gospel in the neighborhood where the people live. Let's get the gospel in the cities where the people live. Let's get the gospel in the countries that people live. Let's get the gospel in the rural areas, in the urban areas, in the in the subdivisions and on the plain streets and everywhere we can. Let's get out the gospel. Let's just get out the gospel. That's our job. But the more of the nets, the more of the gospel nets we lower, the more opportunity Jesus has to get the fish in the nets. That's his job. I can't lead anybody to Christ, but I can throw out the gospel. Well, I just know that there's going to be people coming to the gospel. I just believe that. When I go soul winning, I believe that. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall... What's that word?
Doubtless.
Doubtless. That's a strange word. I wonder what that means. Doubtless. Without a doubt. Come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It sort of makes it seem to me that if we'll share the gospel, God will see that it's effective. Years ago, I mean many years ago, 20, 25 years ago, I saw that, doubtless, and it just dawned on me, when I go out sharing the gospel, I expect someone to come to faith in Christ. I don't know who they are, I just expect it. And it doesn't matter if I'm in this city or this place or that place, wherever I'm there sharing the gospel, I just believe that within half a block, one way or the other, there's people there that want to know Jesus as their Savior. I don't know who they are. I got to try to find them. I knock on the door. Hello, I'm from Grandview Baptist Church. Invited. Well, good. Thank you. Well, it's not that one. Okay. I just go and try to, by process of elimination, try to figure out who it is. I'm looking for somebody in that area that Christ put me. I pray, Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to a place where I can share the gospel. He brings me. I just believe somewhere in there, there's somebody who's hungry for Jesus. There's somebody who wants to know if they died today, they'd go to heaven. I just believe that. I believe that. I believe we live in a world where a lot of people have troubled lives. And all I have to do is find someone who's so troubled they want help. And if they want help, there's no better help than God. There's no better help than God. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So if I can find someone hurting, I can share the comforter. I can share the balm of Gilead. I can share the Savior of humanity. I can share the Lord Jesus Christ. I just got to find someone. And by the way, you go a little while, you'll find someone. They're out there. I remember the old story, and it's a true story of a Confederate soldier who was in a battlefield, and they were fighting, and the Union soldiers, Confederate soldiers, were fighting back and forth, and the Confederates were getting whooped. And of course, ultimately, they did. And so they sounded the retreat, and all the soldiers went back and ran back, except one guy kept going forward. And they all got back there, and, you know, they had casualties, but they allotted for everyone except this one guy who kept going forward. But about 3 or 4 hours later, as it got dark, they heard a noise, and hello, the camp. And so this soldier that kept going forward comes in, and he's got three prisoners. Three Yankee prisoners. And they look at him and said, "How'd you do that?" He said, "Well, it's easy. The woods are full of them." And here's what he said. He said, "And you could have one if you wanted one." You know, when it comes to sharing the gospel, you can have one if you want one. You got to want it bad enough. You want it bad enough, you can lead people to Christ. Our job is to let down the nets. Our job is to get as many of them as we can into the boat. Our job is to carefully try to get the boat to shore. And our job, ultimately, is just to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Now, I used an illustration of catching fish to show us an illustration of catching men. I don't think Jesus minds us catching fish, but he wants us to catch men. How are we going to do it? All we have to do is throw out the gospel net. You see, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. By the way, you don't have to be good at it. All you have to do is get the net in the water. and Jesus will bring the fish to the net. I've been pastoring for a good while here. I remember taking teenagers many years ago myself, and we'd take them out. Every once in a while, I'd listen to how they shared the gospel, and sometimes I'd scratch my head. And wonder, how's anybody going to get saved? It wasn't that they weren't saying what was right. It's just that they were so timid and backward sometimes that it could barely come out of their mouth. And they'd stutter and stammer. And I thought, oh, there's no way. And sometimes almost walk away and say, boy, that's a hopeless cause. And I'd look around, then I'd turn back, and I'd look over there, and both of them are bowing their head. And they're praying. And after it was over, I'd go over there and say, what happened? He said, well, I had a hard time of it, but I just, as best I could, I shared the gospel, and he said he wanted to be saved. And so you led him to Christ? He said, yes. We prayed. He prayed. Pastor, I'm sorry. I didn't know what to tell him. He had to pray by himself and ask Christ in his life. I said, that's okay. I think God just used you. Yeah. Yeah. See, it's not our talent. It's not our abilities. It's not who we are. It's the gospel. Amen. If we'll just share it. You just share it at work. You just share it at school. You just share it. You know, at the store, you share it on the sidewalk, you share it in the restaurant, you just share it. You just share it. People will come to faith in Christ. Because if you'll lower the net, He will bring the fishes to the net. In 2018, the great goal of Grandview Baptist Church is to get as many nets in the water. That's our job, just get as many nets in the water. I don't know if this net's going to work or this net. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to catch. I just know if we share the gospel this way and that way and that way and that way, we just get the nets full of water. I just know that Jesus Christ will make sure that somehow, some way, the fish get to the net. And let's decide by God's grace, we're going to get the nets in the water and let Jesus bring the fish to the nets. Because Jesus knows how to get the fish to the nets. Boy, I heard that and I said, I can do that. I can do that. I can get the net in the water. I can't make those fish swim into that net. But that's not my job. That's His job. But we can get the gospel out. And let's keep doing that.